Well, we're here today with Frederick Fellman, a CMO for Mark Monitor. Many of you may know Mark Monitor. They deal with brand reputation management, anti-phishing, and anti-fraud in the banking industry. And we're quite happy to be here with Frederick today.
Thanks for having us out.
Great. So, Frederick, first and foremost, something that's on everybody's mind, the finance industry. What's going on? We've had this mortgage crisis. We've had, financial institutions that have been around forever. They're no longer in existence, mergers, acquisitions. Tell us about that. What does that mean for the banking industry moving into 2009? What should banks be worried about?
Well, I think, when you go into a relatively, tumultuous time, and I think it's tumultuous in two ways. One, we're seeing, a decline in economies overall and lots of unemployment, which usually portends a rise in white-collar crime. So that's probably going to be working to banks' disadvantage, especially in the area of fraud. And the other thing is change also isn't terribly good for banks, because that also provides a platform for social engineering and fraud as well. So I think really at this point, in our history, I think companies really need to look at what's going on and make sure that they're, one, vigilant and monitoring what's going on, and two, ready to react rather quickly when things do happen, and they will.
Good. And I know that we speak with a number of institutions on any given day, and I think for a large majority of some of the smaller mid-sized institutions, they seem to be prepared. So I think moving into 2009, we feel somewhat confident. Now, in addition to everything that's going on in the finance industry, everyone I've been talking to seems to be saying, or maybe I should say they've been assuming, that with the new presidential administration moving in, all businesses and especially banking institutions should expect tighter regulations and government oversight. So how will institutions be able to, they're going to be managing quite a few things at once. How are they going to be able to manage their brand and their reputation at the same time as having to deal with, just sort of much more oversight and government regulation?
Well, along with vigilance and preparation, is sort of the whole idea of making sure that you've got a proactive and protective stance online. So making sure that, you've got the appropriate registrations online, that also that, you have all of your organization working together to be able to deal with this issue. A lot of times, customer service arms and other sort of parts of the organization will be ready to play a part in this in arresting fraud. So making sure that sort of everyone is educated about what's going on, not just the security and fraud organizations within an organization.
Yeah, and I think even beyond that is, there's been a lot of emphasis on vendor management recently, and we think that's going to be an even bigger issue in 2009. I think that financial institutions, they do need to rely on vendors to help them with managing everything and having to deal with regulatory oversight as well. Now you did mention something earlier. You said a buzzword, social engineering. In our recent banking confidence survey, which was just administered a few weeks ago this fall in 2008, the number one susceptibility named by financial institution executives who responded due to the economic fallout was phishing and social engineering attacks. In other words, attacks against the institution's customers and employees by feeding on rumors and fears. Now, you guys are experts in anti-phishing and sort of anti-fraud. How do institutions deal with this? Maybe we can sort of narrow it down and say, especially online banking is such a big part of everyday banking now. How do institutions deal with this?
One way is is definitely customer education, making sure that folks know what to look for. The problem I'd have to say is that more and more of these attacks are what we call blended threats. So not only are they trying to draw you to a website to, you know, take some action where you, you know, give away some information that might compromise your account or compromise your access to corporate systems, a lot of these pages not only do that, but you know, directly, but also surreptitiously, they try and install malware on machines that are accessing those pages. So frankly, just being prepared for sort of the standard attacks, which are social engineering or phishing or fraud, you know, with a vendor or your own internal staff that can deal with this, it's probably important to have online some folks that can help you with malware attacks as well to actually disable those. And with that, we're even seeing lots of very targeted malware attacks where they're actually specifically targeting a small or large or medium-sized financial institution directly trying to get their customers' data.
So what does that mean? So a customer tries to, say, log into their online banking account, or they receive a phishing email, and then what happens? Walk us through the process.
Well, when you go to the website that is hosting the page that asks you to log in, oftentimes they're looking for browser vulnerabilities and other software vulnerabilities on the host machine that is accessing the site. And they're trying to install surreptitiously malware, which is generally, you know, going to look for keyboard keystrokes or, you know, some other way of actually ascertaining a password and user ID.
So it may not have anything to do necessarily with the institution's preparedness, let's say their application security protocols or any like software that they've developed. It seems to be somewhat out of their control.
Yeah, and you know, they're very smart. Some of these attacks are, you know, the targeted attacks may be set up such that not only are they trying to get your password and user ID, but they're trying to piggyback on an existing session that you create with your banking institution. So it looks like, you know, as you're accessing the account from your PC to achieve some sort of result with your bank, they're, you know, enacting some other transaction at the same time using your PC as an agent for that. So it looks as though it's a legitimate transaction.
Okay, very interesting. Well, one more question before we go here. You know, we a large part of our audience are the small mid-sized banks. You know, give us some words of wisdom. You know, we're moving into 2009 in light of everything that's going on. You know, what's your number one thing? What should banks be taking care of as we move into the new year?
I think, you know, be ready for to see unique attacks. We're seeing some very clever attacks, and usually what happens to the larger institutions tends to trickle down to the medium and small institutions over time. As you know, larger organizations become more savvy about what's going on, they seek, you know, green fields of folks who may not be ready for these attacks. And you know, we've seen, you know, attacks not only on employees and customers, we've also seen attacks on potential employees. You know, we've seen recruiting attacks where people
really
use brand name institutions. Yeah, that's a pretty bad one, especially for, you know, some of the larger financial institutions and oil companies, where, you know, they'll send notices where people may be logically recruiting and trying to get information from potential candidates and actually stealing their identity, which makes it, you know, hard to even find good people. So.
Wow.
Be on the lookout for unique attacks. You know, when somebody calls, you know, a customer service line with something that sounds fishy, make sure that they're forwarding it to the folks, and that everything is considered carefully before dismissed. Because I mean, we all hear from, you know, crazy customers, but a lot of cases, in the case of fraud, you know, the crazier it sounds, the more likely it is to be true.
Good words of wisdom there. Well, thank you very much. Nice speaking with you, Frederick Fellman, Mark Monitor.
Thanks a lot.